You're listening to the worldwide broadcast of the Hour of the Time. And what a time it is. Ladies and gentlemen, things are getting worse and worse by the moment. Don't you dare leave your radio, not even for a second. In an unprecedented act of arrogance, the United States State Department has recognized the supremacy of the United Nations. The United States of America is no more a sovereign nation. It is official now. We are a vassal state of the United Nations, a totalitarian socialist government whose charter is an exact copy of the Constitution of the old Soviet Union. Well, folks, have you been listening to the news? In a reaction to the formation of militia units across the United States, they have begun the propaganda to demonize the militia. You see, Haiti has no militia, never has. Yet all weekend, what we heard on the news and what we saw on the television was that the United States armed forces in Haiti were disarming the militia. They were searching militia leaders' homes. It is the process of beginning to inculcate in the minds of the men who served in the armed forces of the United States of America that the militia is their enemy. It is the beginning of the propaganda campaign against the American sheeple to demonize the militia and militia leaders in preparation for a duplication of the massacre in Waco, Texas, throughout the country. You had better listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, for the end is at hand. The insurrection has already occurred. We have already been invaded. The enemy has infiltrated and taken over our government. The United States of America no longer exists. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights, for all intents and purposes, have been shredded. Treason has occurred, and traitors occupy government positions from the lowest to the highest in the land. Their goal is simple: a one-world totalitarian socialist government, the elimination of all sovereign nation states, the elimination of all existing religions except theirs, which is secular humanism, the concept that man is God, and the enslavement of the mob, which is you and I. The law is on our side. Form your militia units. Prepare a plan of action. Identify targets, for soon we will have to take our nation back by force of arms or march into slavery. It is, of course, your choice. I have made mine. And in many ways, these choices have been made for us, ladies and gentlemen, by people we don't know, whose philosophy we do not adhere to, whose plans for the future are not our plans, whose hopes and dreams we have never known. They believe that they are doing the best thing for all humanity. And of course, as always, when a group of men or women set out to force their ideals and principles upon another group of men and women, they are wrong. They've been wrong throughout history, and they are wrong now. And the utopian world which they hope to create cannot and will not exist without the total enslavement of every man and woman upon the face of this earth. Don't go away. If you were paying attention over the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, on TNT, on CNN, on many other channels, of course we have satellites, so we go through all the satellites and all the channels to see what propaganda is being aimed at the American people. They have escalated everything. Larry King, ladies and gentlemen, hosted a presentation from the desert at Area 51, also known as Groom Dry Lake, which I revealed to the American public years ago, where they test the hidden technology of the disc-shaped flying craft. And he had every loony bin wacko nut as a guest that exists in this country, all claiming that there is mountains of proof for the existence of extraterrestrial visitation to this earth. The suggestion was made that they may have created us, just as I told you would happen. Remember, one of the targets of all of this is all existing religions. If man was created in a test tube by an extraterrestrial race, that would be the death knell for every traditional religion upon the face of this earth, except for some of the Eastern religions from wherein the mysteries sprang. There were suggestions that if extraterrestrials were real and the government had to admit that they were here, it would cause all the people of the world to re-examine their situation, tear down national boundaries, and unite in one world government exactly as I said they would say. I believe that very soon, in the near future, they will present us with a living being that looks and talks and acts as if it came from another world. And I have told you in previous broadcasts that they have been very busy in their laboratories attempting to create just such a being. Most people, unfortunately, will fall for it. You can expect to hear, in the near future, unbelievable revelations from the Dead Sea Scrolls, just as I have told you before. They will tell you that Jesus did not die upon the cross, but lived. They will tell you many, many things. They will tell you that Jesus was really a member of a Gnostic sect, and many other things. And ladies and gentlemen, this has all been carefully prepared, nurtured, brought about slowly in order to create the one world totalitarian socialist regime that you all know as the United Nations. And unfortunately, it's being brought about mostly through the efforts of the United States of America. The traitors, not the people, the traitors, the scum who sit in Washington and betray the people of this country minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, and year by year. There is no end in sight. There is no escaping the fact that we will have to fight for our liberties or give them up. You must make up your mind quickly. Everyone in this nation must make a decision, and they must make it very, very soon. The command staff of the Second Continental Army of the Republic is preparing a statement which will be issued within the next 2 weeks to the standing militias of the several states. That announcement, if I am still here and able to make it, will be made over this broadcast. October 2nd, 1994, Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Free therapy replaces tickets and cash to lure people into giving up guns. From the Associated Press, Walnut Creek, California. Got a gun? Well, turn it in here and you can get a little free therapy from your local fraud doctor, psychologist, and psychiatrist. Psychiatrists are at least half legitimate. They have a degree in medicine. But the psychology side is total bullshit crap. There's no doubt about it. There's no scientific basis for any of it. While others have given out cash, toys, and concert tickets, Contra Costa County decided to sign up 36 psychologists to provide 3 hours of therapy for each gun turned in. Need some therapy? Go buy a gun and turn it in. You'll get some free therapy. And by the way, folks, the therapy, according to the hourly fee that these crooks normally charge, is worth much more than the cost of the gun. So if you really do need therapy, you'll get over by a guy and a gun and switching it in. And this is from the Toronto Globe and Mail by Mary Gooderham. Listen to this. Electronic smart card allows car to detect driver without license. Toronto. When his stepdaughter Kite was killed by a drunken driver who had no license, Fred Goldberg used his training as a mechanical engineer to look for answers. 2 years later, the head of a Swedish laser engineering company has developed a device that prevents a car from starting unless its driver has a valid license. The Swedish government hopes that the device called Kitty Lock will replace ignition keys in cars around the world to reduce drunken driving and other problems such as car theft and dangerous driving practices by truckers. Driving without a valid driver's license is the largest single safety problem in the world, Goldberg, 52, said in an interview in Toronto, and that is pure baloney. Almost every crime committed by anyone driving a motor vehicle is committed by someone who has a license. Driver's license are not a guarantee of responsibility or competence or ability to drive an automobile or a truck or a motorcycle or a car. It is merely a revenue-generating scheme. Almost every death or injury caused by a vehicle is caused by a vehicle driven by a person who has a driver's license. That is not speculation, that is fact. He says the crucial part of his invention is an electronic driver's license, a smart card that will replace the current permit carried by drivers. Along with an individual's picture and identification, the card includes a barcode that is used to open the car door and a tiny gold microchip with a vast memory that identifies the drivers electronically. When inserted inside a slot in the steering wheel, the cart turns on the car's electrical system and allows it to be started by pressing a button. It could also contain other things, such as medical records, criminal record, if any, government benefits availability. Get the message. Could contain a record of your earnings and a record of your spending. It could be used to spend at grocery stores and gas stations. We move on to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, September 28, 1994. Uncle Sam stealing private property. Political revolutions erupt when a startling event summarizes a timely idea. A nationwide property rights rebellion lifted off 3 years ago when federal marshals put 58-year-old Oakley Mills in chains. Mills, ladies and gentlemen, Mills had spread 19 truckloads of white sand on a lot because he wanted to build a home for his son. He owned the property. But the government swiftly declared his property a wetland, demanded that he remove the fill, and ordered him to restore the plot to primeval condition. When he refused, the Gestapo jailed him and his son, the federal government. The feds may have singled out Mills because of his political views. Colonel Charles T. Myers III of the United States Army Corps of Engineers told the local United States attorney that due to Mr. Mills' highly publicized prior involvement with the Corps regulatory program, his documented furnishing of advice to others with intent to subvert the Corps' regulatory program, it is recommended that Mr. Mills be prosecuted criminally. This amazing act led United States District Court Judge Roger Vinson to question the sanity of a statute in which a landowner who places clean fill dirt on a plot of subdivided dry land may be imprisoned for the statutory felony offense of discharging pollutants into the navigable waters of the United States. Mills has plenty of company. Gaston and Monique Roberge wanted to sell an empty lot in Maine they had owned for nearly 30 years. They needed the money for retirement and medical bills, but the Corps of Engineers declared the property wetland and told them to remove soil dumped on their land decades before by the government. That order killed a potential sale. When Robert sued to recover damages, a federal field agent wrote in a memo that, and I quote verbatim, "Robert would be a good one to squash and set an example," end quote. He signed his note this way, quote, "J. Clement, MPO, formerly the Maytag repairman," end quote. 6 years later, the Corps of Engineers admitted that it had no jurisdiction over the property, but Robert, now 80 years old and suffering from terminal cancer, will never get his savings back. Wetlands rules aren't the only device the scum in Washington used to steal homes. More than 4,000 angry Texans gathered under a hot sun on August 27th to protest the property right predations of the Endangered Species Act. The Department of the Interior wants to designate more than 6 million acres of private land in the Lone Star State as critical habitat for the golden-cheeked warbler, the black bear, and the swift fox. That move, ladies and gentlemen, would prevent residents from doing anything significant with their property and thus render the land virtually useless and worthless. Citizen rage prompted Texas Attorney General Dan Morales to threaten a lawsuit if the Clinton administration follows through on its plan. Make that Clintonista administration. He says it simply cannot be responsibly asserted that Congress intended to empower mid-level federal bureaucrats to unilaterally impair private property rights on such a massive scale. The Texas story sets the stage for a final outrage. Federal officials often give owners of condemned land a choice: sell at a deep discount or else. If the government doesn't have enough money to buy the land it has rendered valueless, it turns to land trusts, private organizations that purchase and preserve wilderness areas. The feds ask the trust to buy condemned property and hold it until the Nazis in Washington can purchase it at a price that includes a generous commission. You can call it green feudalism if you wish. The government, with the aid of bounty hunters, robs the poor and gives to the largest landowner of all, itself, under the color of law. For in truth, the United States government owns no land outside the boundaries of the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., unless the land has been deeded and ceded by the states. Most of the land that it claims it owns not. It cannot produce a deed, nor can it produce a record that the state ever ceded that land from its sovereign jurisdiction to the jurisdiction and ownership of the federal government. If you want to pursue this, that's the avenue to take, for that is the only legal avenue. The Constitution says that the federal government cannot own land unless it is deeded and ceded by the states. You've all ignored that. And I've been telling you from the beginning of this broadcast, 2.5 years ago, the Constitution is where it's at. All of our protections are in the Constitution. Everything that we need to know is in the Constitution. The Constitution is our supreme law of the land, even though the traitors have thrown it in the trash can. It still hovers in front of my eyes and will continue to do so. The property rights movement has taken off because of such injustices. At least 6 property protection bills have popped up in Congress this year, and petitioners have proposed similar laws in 44 states since 1990. These warriors appreciate a principle that Clintonistas, with their talk of a new land ethic, which is the same old socialist baloney, cloaked in different terminology, called redistribution of wealth, called take from those who have worked and earned and put their life's blood into it and give it to those who don't even care. You see, the Clintonistas don't grasp private property undergirds individual liberty. A man's home is not only his castle, it also provides a bulwark against the avarice of the state. Liberty cannot exist without property owned by individuals. As Arthur Young wrote 200 years ago, property turns sand to gold. The Clinton administration now seems determined to turn gold into sand. You have lived to witness, ladies and gentlemen, the death of the penultimate achievement of all humanity. The death of the greatest nation, occupied by the freest people upon the face of the earth throughout the history of the world, has been delivered a mortal blow and is now in its death throes. Whether it recovers will depend upon the militia, and solely upon the militia of the several states of this nation, and upon no other factor. I hate communism and I hate communists, but Mao Zedong said one thing that is absolutely true and cannot be disputed. All power emanates from the barrel of a gun. He who has no gun has no power. Everything that I have been warning you about since I stood up and began to talk, everything that I have predicted and written in my book, Behold a Pale Horse, everything that I have thrown out at you from behind the podium and across the airwaves around the world through this broadcast has come true. has come true. And the freedom of every man and woman in every other country around the world depends upon the success of the American people to keep their liberties. For if America marches into slavery under the New World Order, so goes the world. The entire world. All peoples. Men, women, children, black, yellow, white, Oriental, American Indian, those who call themselves Aryans, Anglos, it makes no difference whatsoever. Those of you who think you belong to a special few who have helped to bring this about will find yourselves in the same slavery where you have been used and lied to, deceived, manipulated, and you will be abused along with the rest of us. Unless somehow you can reach down in your belly and find your guts and use them to good purpose. Those of you who belong to the Christian religion who have ignored all this, saying that it has been brought about by the hand of God and soon you will be with Jesus who will save you, or that you will rise up into the clouds to be with Him and you will not have to go through all of this, you are the biggest fools of all. For none of that is going to happen, and you will suffer right along with the rest of us. And those of you who have failed to do anything because you're getting a retirement check from the government, or you're afraid to jeopardize your position, you may lose your job or your retirement check down the line, or you're attached so firmly to material possessions that you're afraid you'll lose them, you're going to lose them anyway. You dummies. I never believed in my life, not at any point ever, that I would live to see the day when I would come to the realization and acknowledge it firmly within my mind that most people are so stupid they absolutely deserve what is coming. But it is the truth. It is the truth. Unfortunately, those of us who are not that stupid are going to be drugged down with you if we are not successful in the fight that is coming. I am sick at heart tonight. The State Department has acknowledged the supremacy of the United Nations. Thank you.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. Most of you know already what business they are in. They make available the only thing throughout the history of the world that's been known as real money, precious metals in their various forms. And you're going to need some of this, specifically in the form of gold or silver coin, for the hardships ahead. You will need something to barter in what is traditionally known as the black market. Make sure that you do and call Swiss America Trading tonight. In fact, there is a new book, 45 pages out, called Economic Solutions to the Incredible Story of How You in America Are Being Bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Americans are being raped of their wealth. I have been privy to see a portion of this book, and it's one of the best I have ever seen on these subjects. You can have this book for free if you call Swiss America Trading before 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, Phoenix time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Central Time, 2 p.m. Phoenix Time. Call. They don't have time to take your address. Don't leave your address. Just leave your name and phone number, and someone will call you back. And you will be assured of receiving one of these books. Now, people take advantage of this. I'm not kidding you. This was written by Peter Kershaw. It is an unbelievable explanation of what has happened to our money and our economic system over the years in the law. And it cites the law, exactly what happened. There'll be a paragraph, and then there'll be several citations of where this information came from so that you too can research it. This is an incredible book, and it's also incredible that you can get it for free. Now, if you don't make that call and you don't get it for free, folks, you'll still be able to get it by sending in $8.95 or 1 ounce of silver. $8.95 or 1 ounce of silver. But remember, if you call right now, and just leave your name and your telephone number so someone can get back to you, make sure that you state that you are a listener to the hour of the time and that you want the free book, Economic Solutions. Someone will call you back. They'll make sure that you get this book. Whether you purchase anything or not makes no difference, folks. So do it. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you made the call. You'll be very happy with the book. In fact, you'll be amazed with the information that it contains. Tell them that William Cooper sent you. And remember, if you call before 2 p.m., that's 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Phoenix time, you will get this book for free. If you call after that time, you will pay for it. 1-800-289-2646. Once again, 1-800-289-2646. Do it now, folks. You know how you are. Never seen the rain, you're going to see it soon in all of its fury. Armed militias embody grassroots outrage. Arkansas Democrat Gazette, October 2nd, 1994. One of our people, Ken Griffith, was busy today. Our facts never stopped. By Rogers Worthington, Chicago Tribune, Allenson, Michigan, the Northern Michigan Regional Militia is ready to whip government tyrants, defend the Constitution, or help the local sheriff in emergencies if he'll let them. This mix of civic-mindedness, ultra-patriotism, and a strong distaste for the federal government characterizes a 1994 phenomenon. Armed militia movements in at least five states from Florida to Montana. Little do they know. All 50 states. All 50 states. I continue. These militias are popping up all over the place as manifestations of grassroots outrage at what politicians are doing, said John Snyder, chief Washington lobbyist for the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. The militia's rank-and-file members are a cross-section of average rural gun owners. That is not true. That is not true. The militias consist of people who live in cities and in rural areas and in suburbs. In fact, it is a cross-section of the entire country. Militia members are doctors, lawyers, elevator repairmen, car salesmen, farmers. Leaders, and I continue, leaders, however, are another matter. They come out of an ideological stew of the far right. Listen to this, folks, what they call the far right. Constitutionalists. They call constitutionalists the far right. People who believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are now called the far right. Is that how far this nation has gone? That anyone who believes in it and in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the ideals and principles upon which it was founded are far right. The principles and ideals in the document which gave all these liberal puke mouth rabbits the freedom to stand up and say these garbage things represents far right. It's funny that none of them were living in the Soviet Union where their utopian type of government existed, where they could never have said anything. It's funny that they say it here where we gave them the freedom to say it. And then they call the source of that freedom far right. Constitutionalists. Patriots. 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 Used to be a wonderful word. Tax protesters and white supremacists. You notice how they always slide white supremacists in there? And they always manage to get anti-Semitic in there. And it's here later in the article, as you'll see, Roger Worthington, you are not an objective reporter. You are not even a journalist. You're a lying propagandist for the Marxist New World Order. And that is the truth. I continue. Northern Michigan militia members wear military fatigues and take an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's called far right. I wonder if every member of all of our armed forces who have taken that oath, and every veteran who lived throughout this country, knew that when they take that oath, it makes them far right. I continue, they meet periodically, and at least on one occasion carried semi-automatic rifles. Today, they plan a Second Amendment brass roots rally in Lansing, the state capital. The second article and amendment to the Constitution states, quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, end quote. Every state in the Union has a provision in their Constitution and in their law which states that every able-bodied man or boy between the ages of 17 and 45 make up the unorganized militia. There's nothing far right about it. It is a legal duty. And in fact, whether you know it or not, if you are a able-bodied man or boy between those two ages, you are, in fact, a member of the militia of your state, whether anybody has ever told you or not. The federal government has the same statutes in law in Title 10. Go down to your law library and read it. I've read all of these laws and statutes on the air here. Apparently, Rogers Worthington of the Chicago Tribune has never read it. Maybe he doesn't live in this country. Maybe he's not an American. Maybe I'm being too hard on him. Maybe he's an escapee from a foreign country who loves slavery. I continue. Although he is not inclined to accept their offers of assistance in disaster relief or criminal matters, Emmett County Sheriff Jeffrey Bodzik says, quote, they're not violating any Michigan or federal law at this point, and I don't expect them to, end quote. Nevertheless, there are questions about the constitutionality of the militias and about whether if push came to shove, they would use their weapons for anything other than making symbolic statements. Let me read you again the second article and amendment, and you tell me if there are any questions about the constitutionality of the militia, then go down and read Title 10 in the United States Code, and then read the Constitution and the statutes and laws of your own state, and then you tell me if there are any questions about the constitutionality of the militia. Quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, end quote. I have been telling you, ladies and gentlemen, for years, don't go after the Jews because the average Jew is no different than anybody else. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I keep hearing this bullshit anti-Semitic label pinned on everybody who is a loyal American and who is standing up for the freedoms of all of us, including Jews, I just may be forced to change my mind. If you're Jewish and you're listening, you had better listen to what I'm telling you. We're all sick and tired of this crap. If somebody just looks at you funny, he becomes an anti-Semite. If this country held as many anti-Semitic people as you claim and as you accuse, you would all have been dead a long time ago. This is the only place in the world where you could come and live comfortably without being an outcast. I have seen the damage that the label of anti-Semitic has done to people around this country, and it has even been applied to me, even though I have been one of your staunchest defenders, and I am sick of it. If you are Jewish, you had better listen. If there's a backlash against you, you will be the ones who have caused it, I assure you. People are getting fed up with a lot of things. And if they get fed up enough, hell hath seen no fury ever than that which will be unleashed by the American people against those who are attempting to oppress them in whatever guise. I continue, although they have other issues, including government interference in education and environmental issues, militia proponents are chiefly motivated by gun control legislation, which they say is headed toward an outright ban on firearms. That is not true. Militia proponents are chiefly motivated by the destruction of this country, by the destruction of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, by the move into totalitarian socialism, Marxism, by the dissolution of the sovereignty of this nation and placing us under the United Nations without the will of the people. And in most cases, the people are so stupid they don't even know what's happening. I continue, when they come around to collect weapons, we'll have the legal and lawful structure to say no to that, said Samuel Sherwood, who heads the U.S. Militia Association based in Idaho. That is correct. You cannot disarm a legal militia. Called for in Title 10 of the United States Code, the Second Article and Amendment of the Constitution, and the constitutions and laws of every state. What militia leaders have in common is an enormous distrust of government. They say it is as threatening to constitutional rights as King George ever was, and a belief that the United States is being subjugated to a world government run by the United Nations, which was confirmed by the State Department when they acknowledged the supremacy of the United Nations over the United States and the Constitution. You have a lot of Americans angry, and they will not stop being that way until government gets honest with us, said Robert Poomer, a leader of the Florida State Militia. He claims it has members in every county, is well armed, and is capable of defending against chemical and biological agents. And those of you who are not capable of defending against those had better get capable quickly, for those will be the first agents used against you. Florida, Michigan, and Montana are the three most active states, and that is not true either. In Montana, the leadership of the Montana militia is absolutely despicable. The information they put out is 95% bullshit, 95% of the time. Michigan, well organized, good militia. Idaho and Texas, the same. And many other states not mentioned in this article. And I won't bring the heat against them by mentioning them, but there are militias in all 50 states. Militias are not new. Radical, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, and I am sick to death of this. Listen to this. Militias are not new. Radical, anti-Semitic groups have flirted with them for decades in anticipation of rumored communist or minority plots to subjugate the nation. Now you know what I'm talking about. If you are a Jew, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself for not speaking up when this accusation is bandied about at innocent people who are trying to protect your rights also. How long do you think Orthodox Judaism or Jews will exist in the New World Order when these Nazi socialists take over? How well did you live in the Soviet Union, you fools? And you dare to call us anti-Semitic? And especially me, after I have defended you on this broadcast night after night after night. I doubt that I will do it any longer. For this is the last anti-Semitic remark I am going to tolerate. Period. You had better get it together. Or just get the hell out of our way. They go on to say there were Robert Depew and the Minutemen in the 1960s and the 70s. The Ku Klux Klan had paramilitary training in the mid-1980s. So did others, such as the Christian Patriot Defense League, a survivalist group based in Flora, Illinois. But what separates militia leaders and many militia members from ordinary gun rights proponents is their outrage over the assault by federal officers last year. And listen to what he says. On the heavily armed Branch Davidian complex in Waco, Texas, and the 1992 raid in Naples, Idaho, where the wife and the 14-year-old son of armed white supremacist Randy Weaver were killed. Did you hear what I just said, ladies and gentlemen? Roger Worthington, you had better go hide. I'm not anywhere near you. You have nothing to fear from me, but somebody is going to give you a spanking. I can guarantee it. You're sick, and you're not an American, that's for sure. I continue. If I knew then what I know now, 5,000 to 10,000 of us would have walked in front of the Branch Davidian compound and stopped federal officers if it would have saved just one of those children, said Ken Adams, who runs the Michigan Militia's Communications Center in Harbor Springs. And I tell you now, I issue this warning to the United States government, all of its agencies, and all the scum like Rogers Worthington, there will be no more Wacos in this nation. And if you even attempt it, there will be so many dead bodies littering the ground that you will regret the day that you ever even remotely entertained the idea. That is fact. It is written in stone. And you had better listen and you'd better take it to heart. Americans are fed up with your socialist crap. We do not take kindly to the destruction of our freedoms and our country. If you wanted a one-world government, the way to do it is to do it openly with debate. Is to do it openly, bringing the people into it. You think Americans would not want a peaceful world? Are you insane? Yes, there would be opposition. But if you created your world government along the lines that this nation was created, maybe making it better than this nation was, for it could be better. There are some flaws in the Constitution, or we wouldn't be in this situation. If you had done that, you may have had a lot of allies that you have now made enemies. You think you're so smart. Well, the proof is in the pudding. And the ingredients are being placed in the bowl now. The oven is being lit. And we'll see just exactly how that pudding comes out and exactly how it tastes to you when you have been served your portion by the patriots of this country. We want peace in this world, too. I took an oath when I came back from Vietnam that I would never in my life kill anything, any living thing whatsoever, based upon the belief that nothing like this could ever happen in this country. And now I find myself preparing for war. And I hate you for that. Gun owners of America, and everybody else, they are fixing to plug your conduit to your congressman. There is a Lobbying Disclosure Act, S-349, in the Senate. In fact, this bill is in conference. It's been passed in the Senate. It's been passed in the House. It's in the conference committee, and unless there is a successful filibuster, this will pass, and you will never be able to influence Congress again. It is aimed at grassroots organizations. It is aimed at radio programs such as this. Any member of any organization whatsoever who advises or asks people to call their congressman and promote a particular idea or a particular vote can be fined up to $200,000 and jailed in its present form. So you must begin calling Congress now, or you will never have a voice to call Congress again. And tell them to back a filibuster against this bill. Do not allow it to come up for a vote in its finished form or to be passed. Or another chink in the dam will be made. Then they call this New World Order a democracy. Not on your life, ladies and gentlemen. It is anything but. To arms. to arms. And make sure that you are listening when the announcement is made, when the declaration is made from the command staff of the Second Continental Army of the Republic. And be ready, ladies and gentlemen, for the only avenue left to reclaim our liberties is the same way that our forefathers brought about this nation and gave us our liberties, through the militia of the several states. You can forget about voting. You can forget about constitutional parties. You can forget about all of these things. There is no more United States of America. The supremacy of the United Nations has been recognized by the Department of State. The American military forces are being primed to fight against the militia of the several states, as their enemies in Haiti are being called militia. It is just the preparation for the final battle, which is not far off. Good night. God bless you all. And where there is no hope to save the Republic, we can save our liberties and establish something imminently better if we are imminently smart.